Welcome to this week's episode of Bots and Bolts, the official podcast of Livonia Warriors. I'm your host, Jason, and I am joined by two members of the Impact team. We have Rebecca and returning guest, our first returning guest, Sean. Guys, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate you both for joining us. We're here to kind of give a wrap up of the season. The season's over. We finished our last competition. States is come and gone. Didn't turn out quite the way we were hoping it would. But we want to give a recap of the season and talk about a little kind of quirk in the rules, I would say, as far as our attendance at States. We weren't actually able to attend States despite not qualifying with the robot specifically. But before we get into that, I wanted to just talk about, Rebecca, I want to talk about your kind of introduction to robotics. How did you get involved
with
this?
I got introduced with robotics back in middle school. I heard an announcement actually on the school, and they were like, we need people for robotics. You know, you should join this meeting, and we'll talk to you about it. And I was like, that's not for me. I wouldn't like that. And then they were like, well, that's canceled. It'll be the next day. And I was like, well, that's my sign. That's like, something's telling me that I have to join this robotics and I don't know what is in there. And so I went in, I joined the meeting, and they're like, yeah, there's a meeting tomorrow. It's going to be at Dickinson Center because that's where we were at the time. And I went one day and I loved it ever since.
And that was part of the FTC team?
Yes.
For which school?
I was at Emerson at the time.
Emerson, excellent, excellent. I know my son's on the Frost team, so I'm here. We're actually in the Frost FTC room right now, recording, as a matter of fact. So you started in middle school and just kind of snowballed from there?
Yeah, so actually that's kind of where I found out I liked the awards aspect. One of the eighth graders at the time showed me like, hey, this is awards, because like FTC has with loose awards. And I was like, well, I kind of like this. So then the next year when I was in eighth grade, I ended up mentoring the rest of the team and showing them how cool awards is. And so by the time I joined my freshman year, I was like, well, this is what I really like to do. And that's also when COVID hit. So there wasn't as much opportunities if you wanted to be mechanical. And so I was like, well, that's the most like hands-on I can get right now. And so that's when I started doing awards more. And then I just found I loved it.
That's interesting to bring up COVID. I always, not that I forgot about COVID, but that aspect of it, this is such a collaborative team, a collaborative activity. You know, everyone's working with each other to try and build a robot, but at the same time, creating a presentation to actually show off the aspects of the robot. How did that work during COVID for the presentation team?
So that was actually a lot of fun because we did a lot of Google Meets. We met like we would regularly. We just were on Google Meets and we would just share the documents with each other. And at the time, like Impact is chairman at the time, and it was a little bit different when they did the presentations. They would go on a Zoom meet. I didn't attend that because I was a freshman at the time, but the submission process was very similar. So you still had to submit, like you could submit a binder, you could submit any other documentation you wished. And that was all sent virtually. So I think actually chairman's or Impact was probably the most the same. Like they didn't change as much. It just went to a more virtual format. And actually they've kept some of the stuff that was from that.
Actually, was it the same way for you as well, Sean?
So I was actually on the eighth grade team at the time when COVID hit.
Oh,
and so I was on the Robo Falcons white at the time. And it was really difficult to kind of, you know, work together to build this robot when you can't even meet up to go anywhere. And it was really interesting for me because I was fortunate enough to drive the robot that year. But it was really weird because there was no competitions because obviously it was COVID. But we had to record all of our matches. So it was really interesting to kind of have the robot drive and drive it for like 5 minutes, you record your match, you submit it, and then you see all these other teams. It was just a really strange and unique experience that you couldn't get anywhere else, but I'm way happier that we're able to go back in person at these competitions.
Yeah, I feel as though these are a very hands-on sort of experience for people. And I think it kind of, I'm sure, you know, you muddled through as best you could with COVID, but being together is definitely a lot better.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I mentioned earlier that the season didn't exactly end exactly the way we wanted it to, or were hoping it would. Why don't you guys give a brief recap as far as how the end of the season went?
I guess we can, I think we left off at like the Livonia competition, which is our home competition. We host it, both teams kind of work to host and make sure that everyone has a pleasant experience. Unfortunately, the Livonia Warriors had some pretty poor matchups, I would say. And so we didn't do as well as we wish we would have. I think that had we done different, had it been different matches up for qualifications, maybe we would have done better. However, we made use of the best of our abilities, and we used that kind of opportunity that we have as a host in order to help other teams so that they can perform as best as possible.
So even though the season didn't pan out exactly how we would have hoped, we definitely tried our best to keep the warrior spirit. So at the Churchill competition, there was actually several teams that we were able to have the opportunity to help in any way, shape, or form, spanning from offering them parts or just general assistance to a team where their whole drive team actually got sick, unfortunately, but we were able to step in and provide them a driver, a human player, an operator, everything that they could ask for. That way they could continue to compete with their robot and have a chance to even play in playoffs.
That's impressive. That really is, I would say, the definition of gracious professionalism, which obviously is kind of the core belief of all first teams, whether it's here in the high school level or in the middle school level as well. So I commend you guys. That's excellent. So like we said, it didn't pan out the way we wanted it to, robot-wise. We didn't exactly make states. Close, though. I mean, they take like 160 teams.
So yeah, we were ranked about 175th, and they take 160. Obviously, that number is a little general because of the impact awards and everything, sure. But we were very, very close indeed.
Mm-hmm. We may not have made it with our robot, but there was still an opportunity for the two of you and then also Kira and Steven to present at states. With it's a rule that I was unaware of. I didn't realize this rule existed, but it has to do with the Engineering Inspiration Award. So why don't you guys explain how exactly that worked?
So back in week one at Milford, we went into the competition with our Impact Award, and we kind of went in normally. And over the course of the competition, we were asked a lot of questions that were kind of Impact-like, but not really. And I remember like almost every single judge at that event had asked us a question or two. And some of them were really intense questions, like, you know, how do you recruit members, that kind of thing. Or some were just like, tell me about your team. Like, you guys look cool. And that was kind of, after that, we won the Engineering Inspiration Award. And that was something that I've never had. Our team has never won that award ever. It's kind of an award that's a little bit of a mystery for a lot of people, especially if you've never won it before, because unfortunately, there's not a lot about how you can win it. Every event kind of runs a little bit differently. I know at states, you go to a specific area. At districts, you go and it's like a pit award. And sometimes it's Impact teams that win. Sometimes it's not. It's not exclusively Impact related. And there's kind of a very loose definition of what it is. So what we found that our engineering inspiration was is that we inspire people in our community, especially with, you know, the new center, a lot of the classes we run, we inspire people to kind of pursue engineering or STEM related fields.
Just kind of adding on to that as well, the engineering inspiration process as a whole was very unique to our team, as we didn't really know what to expect walking into it. We did some research after we won the award at Milford, and we found out that we had to do kind of a presentation for the judges, but it wasn't really a presentation because we weren't supposed to prepare like a slideshow or a script or anything of the sort. It was very unique in the fact that it was more of a Q&A kind of interview style where me, Rebecca, and Kira, the three of us walked into the presentation room. There was three judges sitting down, and they just kind of asked us very, as you mentioned before, like intense questions that were very like Impact-ish, but like also kind of not because they were more geared towards this engineering inspiration. So we tried our best to answer those questions. We tried to hit every single part of the team, every bit of good that we do from our team, from, you know, being on the news, to meeting with Rashida Tlaib, to helping other teams, to sponsoring other teams. There's just so many different ways to do it. We're really, really happy for this opportunity to find out what the Engineering Inspiration Award like entails in the first place. And it's definitely something that we'll never forget.
Yeah, and I think it's also kind of a little bit more mysterious because it does say engineering, but it's not a robot-related award at all. It has nothing to do with your robot. Your robot has, that's why the robot doesn't qualify for states. It just, there's nothing to do with the robot. It's all about what the impact you make in terms of inspiring others and engineering.
And then at Milford, obviously, it culminated with you winning the Engineering Inspiration Award, which affords you the opportunity to make a presentation at states.
So our presentation team went. We prepared a binder actually to give to the judges because you only get 10 minutes and there's so much about our team that we would love to share that you can only do so much in 10 minutes. So we prepared a binder in like the upcoming weeks and we're like, let's make this the best binder they've ever seen. And so we went into that room and I remember looking and going into the room and it was the exact same judges we had for Impact the past two competitions we've had this year and one competition last year. And I was so, like, I don't know if scared is the right word, just shocked. Like, I was like, no way did we get the same judges every single time.
Were these judges complimentary of you in the past?
I would say yes, but no.
They were very positive towards us. They were smiling when we were talking to them. It was like running into an old friend kind of deal. But in what Rebecca said of, you know, they've been very kind, but also kind of not as in... The fact that they didn't give us, you know, the Impact Award, which isn't the only priority by any means, but it was a bit bittersweet every time we run into them.
They would kind of like to find every fault that we have. And so I think that we were trying to get over it. You know, we'd had them the past few competitions. So like seeing them in that room, it was very scary.
I guess describe the room then, because we were talking before we recorded. The judging just took place in the pit.
So yeah, the interview room wasn't exactly a typical interview room. In fact, so at States they have all the pits in this big gymnasium, and it's kind of funny because they set this tiny little space for the engineering inspiration interviews. There is no walls and it's just curtains. So the whole time while you're presenting to these judges and trying your best to explain every great thing the team does, you hear announcements, you hear robots, you hear people talking. It's a very busy and noisy like environment to be in, and it was just really like nothing else.
My favorite part was the speaker that was like right above the presenting spaces. And so you'd be presenting, and the next thing you know, they're like, everybody get out of the pits. Go, there's opening ceremony. And you're like, I'm trying to present right now. Like, no one can hear me. We had three people in the room, and I think four would probably be my max. They allow six. However, six probably no one could be heard. And I think that it would be too cramped. And I think with three, or if we had taken four in the room, we would have had enough people to everyone to get to share something without anyone feeling left out or anyone looking like they don't know anything. And everyone was able to be included with that.
Was it nerve-wracking?
Yeah.
At first, maybe a little bit. You know, it felt like a lot of pressure. Running into those judges again was a little like, oh my gosh. But as a whole, it was something that was very, very exciting. It was a unique experience that, you know, we've never known what it's entailed up to this point, so it's definitely something we're not going to forget.
I remember when we walked in the room and they asked us that we could present for 3 minutes of what we liked about our team, and we did not prepare anything, and we were like, wait, I didn't think we could prepare anything. And I remember stopping for a couple seconds and just going, like all of the nervousness that we had just went away. We were like, we'll just go.
You just kind of got in the zone and just did it.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your performance during that presentation?
I think it went really, really well. I think the three of us were really able to bounce off of each other really, really well. We kept adding on to each other's conversations and points. Everyone had something to bring to the table and share. So it was just a really good teamwork.
I don't think we were the last place. I think we really fought very hard, and I think that we showed them that we have a lot to show, that we've done a lot. I just think that this year, you know, with Sustainability Plus Engineering Inspiration, we've been basically second place every single time, and that does suck, but I also think it shows how good of a team we are, because we've always been really close. We've always been, you know, something that's really good, that there's just maybe one that's just better, you know.
So a real level of consistency.
Yeah.
Tell me about the atmosphere at States itself.
I think it was fun, and it was bittersweet in a way because we weren't there with the robot, but we made best of what we had because we gave out actually flyers that explained the scoring. So something that we implemented this season was that we actually came up with a flyer that explained all the scoring, because there's a lot of parents and grandparents that come to competitions who know nothing about what does that ranking point mean? And, you know, and so we had been doing it for the past two district events. And so we decided, hey, let's make use of this opportunity, even though we don't don't have the robot, we can still kind of bring our support, our spirit. And so we pass out these flyers to every single team, and as well as leaving a couple extras out so that people could see them. Sean, you actually passed out a lot.
Yeah, so passing out the flyers to every single team was definitely a daunting task at first, but it was also very like educational because you got to meet like face to face with a person from every single team, which was really unique and not something that you'd really get at a typical competition, because there's 160 teams there, and to go to each and every one, even if it's only for like 2 minutes, talking about your experience, you know, how your robot is, all the teams were super, super appreciated of getting this flyer, and a lot of them recognized us too. Like, there was actually some people from states that Mrs. Carlini knew. So it was like she was running into old friends here and there. She was chit-chatting with every single team, just as we were. So it was like a family, you know? It was like a family reunion.
It was also nice to see that when we gave them to rookie teams, how appreciative they were. Because it's scary being a rookie team, and it's scary even like being a freshman on a team. Like, you know, I felt like we gave them a lot of good support, and that they were able to see kind of an insight onto the family that robotics can be.
You got to meet all these different teams. What kind of takeaways did you have? Because I imagine that's not an opportunity that many people have had to just kind of walk around in states and just meet people and see all the teams and interact with them, like you said. What kind of takeaways do you have from that experience?
I'd say some of the biggest takeaways I've had is being able to talk about the robot with them, because, you know, there's so many different ways to solve the problem that FRC's presented us with this challenge. So, you know, being able to talk about the robots, some of the teams, and how they solved it was very, very, very interesting, because, you know, everyone had a different take on how to do it.
I think there's another takeaway is that we got to see how everyone impacts their community differently and how everyone ensures the safety of their teams and other teams as well. We saw teams doing like handouts. You could do like bingo. You could do like safety, you know, there was like a booklet you could do for safety games. And it was interesting seeing how everyone, you know, there's endless possibilities of what you can do in terms of impacting your community and ensuring safety in your community. And seeing how everyone figures that out to their unique community was really cool to see.
Did you have any ideas you pulled for what you
There's right? always ideas.
Yeah.
I think that's also fun, because not only do you get to see ideas from other teams, but you also get to share your own ideas, and everyone kind of, from my experience from states in the past, the impact people are really fun to talk to, because everyone's sharing, bouncing off ideas and talking about how to work with team better, how to introduce new things, and like what worked and what didn't. So it's almost like, you know, when you compare ideas on a robot, but we compare ideas of what works with our community versus their community, or how we can improve our impact in our community next year.
So overall, States was a positive experience for you guys, despite the fact that the robot wasn't there and it was essentially just four of you representing the team. You still walked away with having a positive experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was also cool to see, because on the day, like, some of the team came on Saturday to see if we would win the award. And it was really cool to see that the team had come and represented us. And, like, you know, it was only four students. You know, I didn't expect as many people that came. Like, a lot of them are friends, I know that. But, like, it was still nice to see that people recognize the work that we do and that they appreciate it, and that people were able to still show support, because they were cheering through the finals. You know, we were able to support the first community despite not having a robot.
All right, so as we're winding down, a couple last questions, just about the season as a whole. Again, like we said, it didn't quite end the way we wanted it to. What have you guys learned throughout your experiences this season? Obviously a little bit different than past seasons, I would imagine. What kind of takeaways do you have for the season in general?
So this is the first year our team's won Engineering Inspiration. So I think a big takeaway for our team is, you know, learning what the heck, you know, Engineering Inspiration actually entails, what parts go into it, how you can actually win it in the first place. So I think that's some of our biggest takeaways. As Rebecca previously mentioned too, talking to all those different teams and how they impact their own community are also some takeaways that we would like to use to improve our own community.
So this is the first year that we've won the Sustainability Award, as well as the first year that we've won Engineering Inspiration. So it was cool to see also how you can win sustainability. This year, they actually reworked the awards so that not only is your team's sustainability important, but also your environmental sustainability. At our event at Livonia, We want it for mainly our team sustainability, that we ensure that there's new members consistently within our team through efforts like having FOL, FTC, as well as this building we're in today, where now this is like able to host teams, not only our team, other teams, and we're able to have this for years to come.
Now, Rebecca, this is your senior year, correct?
Yes.
So this is it for you. You're not. You're moving on. You're going to college, trade. I don't know what you're doing after this, but right now, this is the it for you, for as far as FRC goes.
Yeah.
What? I mean, how do you process all that? Like, what are your thoughts about this as being it?
I think it's sad, but also in a way, it's happy, because I know that I've done a lot of work to ensure that even after my time in robotics, that other students have the same opportunities I've had. And, you know, you can't be in robotics forever. You have to let other people have a chance to, you know, take the lead on things. And so I think it's bittersweet in a way. It's sad. I don't, you know, it's something that I've done. This is my sixth year, you know, of robotics. So it's something that I've built up over years, but it's also happy because I want someone to have the same experience I had on the team and not like have to miss out on that because I'm on the team. And I think that, you know, robotics can be whatever, can inspire anybody to do whatever they feel is necessary in their lives. Any passion that they have, you can find them within robotics. It's not just, you know, something for people to find inspiration for, like, to engineer things or to, you know, I want to go into coding, so I'm going to go join the programming team. I think that impact, I've learned that I enjoyed advertising and those kind of things. And I didn't know I enjoyed that. And that's something that I think is cool, that I've had that experience and I want others to have that experience as well.
What have you learned from your 6 years doing robotics that you think you'll carry on with you for the rest of your life?
I actually found that I really like, as I said, I really liked advertising and public relations stuff. That was something I had no idea I liked. I had no idea what that entailed. But doing more hands-on experience with the newsletter, with the social media, that really showed me that I really liked that aspect, that fast-paced and that hands-on work of that.
Are there any questions that you have for her, being a senior and you being a junior?
So for one, Rebecca, we're going to miss you so much. You've contributed so much to the team, FRC as a whole, going from, you know, FTC to FRC all the way through. So you just have so much wisdom that I don't even know where to start. What tips do you have for both the impact team, me, Kira, and whoever else would like to join us, as well as the team as a whole? What are your, like, words of wisdom?
Keep pushing through with impact. Like, don't... Just because something doesn't, you know, go the way you thought it was going to go doesn't mean that it's totally useless. That I think that, like, you know, with the robot, there's always something to learn and you can always grow onto something. And don't lose hope on the little stuff that doesn't seem like it's going to matter. You know, I started out just making the flyers for the team, and I still see some of my templates used for the flyers. Like, that was a little thing that I think I got put on because none of the seniors wanted to do it. But even now, I still see that. So I don't think that you don't have an impact, or that other people, don't let other people make you feel like you don't do a lot for the team just because you do stuff like the flyers or like something small. I think that small things are still impactful, and things can grow over time.
The final question we ask everybody, obviously, you've answered it before, Sean. So I think I'll primarily focus. I hate picking on you,
it's okay,
Rebecca, but I'm going to do it anyway. I think, and before I even ask this question, I'm going to say right off the bat, just in this conversation we've had, I think the two of you exemplify what this is in general. What does gracious professionalism mean to you?
I think that gracious professionalism to me means like helping others, not only in the first community, but beyond our community, showing kind of being a model of what, you know, helping others and being community means. I don't think that gracious professionalism has nothing to do with, you know, robotics, but it has to do with how we look at robotics. How do we go about robotics? Do we, you know, try to hoard everything for our robot only and not help others? I think that gracious professionalism is really helping others, making sure that everyone can have an equal opportunity when it comes to engineering, whatever their passions may be, and that with our power that we have in robotics.
Anything you want to add, John?
I think you hit it on the nail there. You know, gracious professionalism is You're right, it doesn't really have to do with robotics. It's not exclusive to only robotics kids can display gracious professionalism. It's such a general term that many people should apply to themselves. And, you know, obviously some examples of our team doing it is, you know, offering our center up to other teams to help and support these teams. We like to help other teams. So gracious professionalism to me is the ability to help others and just spread the messages of FIRST and inspiring others to do the best they can every single day.
Well, I want to thank you both for being here. It's been a fantastic conversation, a great way to sort of wrap up this season of FRC. So thank you again, both, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
If you have any questions about the podcast, please email us at botsandbolts@livoniawarriors.org. If you'd like to learn more about the Livonia Warriors, please visit livoniawarriors.org. And if you'd like to learn more about FIRST Robotics, please visit firstinspires.org. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.